Welcome to the pre-show here. I misidentify on the air the day. Today's show, which is actually yesterday's show. Let me start all over again. Yesterday's show, I said, was Tuesday. It's actually Wednesday. Yesterday's show was Wednesday. Today's show is Thursday. Why do I keep fucking that up? Because I record the show a few hours in advance of the day. I record the show the next day. So, I mean, the preceding day. See, I'm already jacking it up. Today is Thursday. Doesn't matter where I am, where you are, and where we all are right now, is it's Thursday. So forget about the time and space thing when it comes to me. You gotta be shitting me, man. I got three fucking pairs of glasses. I didn't bring a motherfucker with me. God damn it. Fuck! That hacks me off. Big as shit, man, when I forget my glasses upstairs. I'll be right back. Hold on. Hold the phone, man. Guess I can do my shirt up, too, and look like a human being. What is today? Oh, fuck, I forgot. All right, I gotta do last week's spots. Motherfucker. Did I do the two rich uncles or not? God damn it! This week, this is for Thursday, so I got a movement spot I got to do. Nature Box. I'll do CISO. Okay. And I got a fucking goddamn cocksucking motherfucker. Watch this. I'm probably going to get a royal fucking load of shit from everybody at Podcast One. Come on, man. 11 unread. Oh, you motherfucker. I'm like, I got no time this week for anything. All kinds of auditions are coming in. I can't. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I know I did Rich Uncles. I know I did both of those. And I did CISO. Okay, I know I did the entire week's worth of spots last week, so. We'll do Nature Box, and we'll do the Watch one, and that'll leave CISO. Man, oh fucking man. Cartoon Network. All right, so what am I doing? This is for the 28th. Scott, 28th, there we go. I need Movement and Nature Box, okay? Well, that's fucked up looking. Why is it doing that, man? Nope. There we go. The wrong format. Okay. And the Nature Box, okay. Alright. Well, what are we doing here, man? I'm gonna really fuck up here, man, if I'm not careful, because I'm just like, just since we had the shit hit the fan here in August, you know. Everybody's doing everything. I'm taking care of five or six different things, and business is good. You know, that's the good news. Business is good, but it ain't gonna be good for much longer if I don't, you know, cover my fucking bases. DePaul and Drake are on right now. 40-33 Drake. Maybe if I'd gone to college, you know. Haunts me every day, alone in my pride. Yeah, okay, man. God damn it. What does EOD mean? I'm doing the best I can over here, man. This event has been okay. So what did I say I want to do? Movement watches and nature. Movement watches and what? Fuck me. That fucking pisses me off. Really pisses me off. God damn it. All right, so what in the fuck is going on around here, man? Huh? I completely and totally gave up on politics. I don't give a shit. Yesterday's show, I have to, if I say so myself, yesterday's show was funny as fuck. It made me laugh. That John Jerryman singing that shit, and then the whole shit with Dave Oliva, like, you know, wee, you know, I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying my life these days, you know? And I've gotten past, you know, I really have gotten past the idea that unless you're doing a phone call show where you're fucking with the callers, you're not really doing the best Phil Henry work. And I think that's something I bought into for a long time, because all these super fans, I don't call them super fans. They're actually the ones that came. The people who are like that were the ones that probably called and complained to the station when I first went on the air. They're just no life people. But and there's not just isn't just fans. It's all these dickheads in the entertainment business too, you know. And said I don't care anymore. You know, I'm just gonna come in here and do and have as much fun as I can. Some days it really goes well. So anyway, and Margaret with that whole thing with Mitt Romney, you know. You know what a mitt is? A mitt's something that catches stuff. That was yesterday. So I have an appointment tomorrow with a new bookkeeper, because I've been doing all that. I've been taking care of all the bills myself, you know. So we have a new bookkeeper tomorrow, and I mean paying all the bills myself, you know, doing the bookkeeping. So that's kind of, it's a small operation, but boy, man, that also means if you lose one, two, three people, you're fucked. Some guy saw this watch today. I'm not kidding you. I asked him, how much do you think it's worth? He said, $2,000. Now, this guy's a business owner. He's a guy that's been around. He's been all over the world. He thought it was a $2,000 watch. The fuck is this? This looks like Frankenstein's Army. Oh, Dishonored 2. It's a new game. Lord have mercy. Chuck Noll's dead. I didn't know that. He died in 2014. Man, I guess, you know, he's such an understated guy. He never really said much. He wasn't a flashy guy. He just didn't know. He didn't give a shit if anybody paid attention to him. He just cared about, you know, winning football games. But it seems like every time I look at those old Steeler highlights from the 80s, or from the 70s. Every time I look at those old Steeler highlights from the 70s, I'm always seeing the Steelers and the guys that are getting beat, the guys that are getting run over top of, the guy are the Houston Oilers. Now, I know that can't possibly be, but it's still, every fucking highlight film I see of the Steelers in the 70s doing their thing, there's the Oilers. Getting burned on a deep pass play, getting, you know, letting a Franco Harris run over top of them, some shit. All right. Let me see here, man. Yeah, here it is. The fucking Oilers. Jerry Glanville was the head coach. But he couldn't have been the head coach in the, I guess this must be the 80s. Here's the show, Glanville. Oh, here's Glanville being talked to by Chuck Noll. Oh, Chuck Noll pissed off at Jerry Glanville for some reason. Glanville looks like this little recalcitrant little boy. Here's Glanville. Glanville now looks like hell. Who told you to comb your hair like that, Jerry? Ding, 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 ding. Oh, the picture of Mitt Romney today in the paper was just horrifying. The carrier thing is bullshit, folks. This is Andy Richter on Twitter. Don't fall for the Trump-saved carrier job shoddy reporting. The deal is basically a taxpayer-funded PR stunt with lots of asterisks. Trump's VP Mike Pence says governor of Indiana offers companies $24 million in incentives to export jobs. Companies rapidly offshore, at least 3,800 Hoosiers lose jobs. Pence realizes his mistake, bribes companies with millions of dollars in tax incentives to remain in Indiana. Companies like Carrier reject the offer, say they'll move jobs to Mexico. Trump sees a viral video of Carrier employees in Indiana being told they're going to be laid off and makes saving Carrier jobs a campaign issue. As president-elect, he doubles down on tax incentives, $700,000 a year for Carrier to remain, possibly sweetening the pot with exclusive government contracts for Carrier's parenting company, United Technologies. Carrier takes the deal, but then it says it will still move 1,300 jobs from Indiana to Mexico. In summary, the Trump deal is a PR stunt heavily subsidized by millions of taxpayer dollars, essentially a bribe in exchange. I was asking people today, so what exactly was, you know, does Carrier get? Yeah, what are they getting? The PR stunt heavily subsidized by millions of dollars, essentially a bribe in exchange for helping the president-elect save face. Carrier is still moving 1,300 jobs overseas and will likely get millions in exclusive government contracts from the Trump administration for playing along. How about them apples, Jack? What am I doing here, man?
There you go. I never knew you well.
Excuse me, ow, yow.
Okay, search.
Mitt. Trump. I saw Trump had the soup. I was looking at the, oh, there it is. There's the picture. Come on, man. Show it to me. Mitt Romney's humiliating Trump reversal. Everybody's just tweeting the fuck out of this picture. Can't get enough of this shit. And there's Trump just loving it with the shit-eating grin. How bad do you want to be in... I don't know. I think it's just they caught him in a... Hey, what? Yeah. God damn. Come on, motherfuckers. What happened to the... So this big X here, man. How do I get rid of that motherfucker? Enlightening. Mitt Romney says that his discussions with Donald Trump about foreign policy have been enlightening. Ivanka Trump's terrible book. One of the most fucking stupid sentences. What the hell, man? What kind of time are we looking at, Jack? 1 minute? Fuck me. Jeff Downer. And...
Well, Phil, I think that Ivanka Trump has done a wonderful job. I tried to tell Larry that Ivanka Trump hasn't done anything. I'm being interviewed now, but Ivanka Trump was born into it. And I said she was born into it. I didn't say she stepped in it, like Larry said.
Mother, I think Ivanka Trump is
Wait a minute, motherfucker. Oh, you fucked up. Oh, I see what happened. Okay. All right, man, I'm ready to go.